You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it's written for you. Believe in His promises, God can. For what He has said, He will do. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Joshua chapter 14, and we'll be also going to some verses in Numbers, but for now we will focus in Joshua chapter 14. And as we turn to that passage this morning, I just want us to lift our faith, because that's where we will be going this morning. We will be speaking on faith. And as we read God's word and as we allow the Lord to minister to us this morning, I want the message to be somewhat personal. I want us to take it to the personal level this morning. It's not just to the church, but it is to me. Amen? And just begin to tell yourself this morning that today is my day for a miracle. Today is my day for healing. Today is my day for victory. Today is my day when the chain's gonna be broken. Today is my day when mountains will be removed. Hallelujah. And so we're gonna approach the word of God this morning with that faith and confidence, knowing that the God who worked then, hallelujah, is the same God who is able to work now. Are we here this morning? The same God who worked then is the same God who is able to work now. And that's where I want our faith to be this morning. Let me just make it clear this morning. I'm not Pastor Jonathan McLean. We preach the same message. We read the same Bible. We serve the same God. But it's just a different person God is using this morning to deliver His word. It's obvious that I'm not Pastor McLean this morning. The color of my skin just speaks volume, amen? So hear me just as a vessel being used by God. Shall we praise? I beg your attention this morning, amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so this morning, God would have each and every one of us here this morning, not just to sit by, not just to sit out the time, not just to come and after service, then we go and have lunch or spend time with someone, but God would have you, yes, you the individual, here this morning on purpose. That when we get done and leave this place, you and I will be a better person by the mere fact that we were in the presence of Almighty God. We give God praise this morning. So by now I would imagine that we are all in Joshua chapter 14. And so this morning I want us to turn to that verse, looking at verse 6 through to 15 of that particular passage. And it reads as follows. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, you know the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and you in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon your feet have trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 10, and now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spoke this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spoke in that day. For you heard in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Canaanites, the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. This is the word of the Lord. We give God praise this morning. Amen. From the passage we read, the Lord would lead me to speak to you this morning from the topic, faith that will conquer and destroy. God bless us this morning with faith that will not just conquer, but also destroy. And I'm talking about destroying the enemy. The central truth from this topic this morning that I want us each to have embedded in our spirit is faith in God will take us to the top of the mountain and destroy all our enemies. The faith that I'm talking about this morning is the faith that God wants to use us to get to that mountain that seemed to be a monster standing before us. But not only to get to the top of our mountain, but God wants us to conquer the giants that were previously occupying the land. Shall we praise the Lord? And I want to believe that every believer have what we could refer to as some Anakims that needs to be destroyed. Shall we praise the Lord? Every believer have some giants that needs to be conquered, dispossessed, and drive out in the name of Jesus. Shall we praise the Lord? And therefore this morning, as believers, we need to understand that as God did with Caleb, he can do it with us. Are we ready for it this morning? If you're ready, say amen. Hallelujah. Shall we praise the Lord? Today, as we look into the Word of God, I am going to ask you to focus for a while on a man in which not much is said of him in the Bible. He is not one who we would call the great and famous. In fact, he did not even made it in the Hall of Fame, according to Hebrews chapter 11. Although his name was mentioned 37 times in the Old Testament, not for once it was mentioned in the New Testament. He is one who we could easily refer to as an unsung hero or a little giant in the dark. Caleb, the man I'm talking about this morning, whose name carries the meaning of one who is faithful, forcible, brave, or courageous. He was first mentioned in Numbers chapter 13 and verse 6. But it was in verse 26 that he started to get some attention when, as a firm and courageous stand needs to be taken, he got up and spoke in no uncertain terms. Even though he was outnumbered, he stood firm and spoke loud. "We are well able," he said, "to possess the land." Can somebody just make that declaration this morning? We are well able to possess the land. I'm not getting the vibes this morning. We are well able to possess the land. Whatever your land is, begin to declare it this morning, that you and I together, we are well able to possess the land. Hallelujah. The man have no doubt in his mind. There is not a verse in the Bible that speaks of Caleb's doubt, fear, or unbelief. It's always in compliments of his faith, courage, and confidence in God and his promises. When we read the Bible and we run into this man being mentioned, on all occasion, it is always a compliment of what the stand that he took when they met at Kadesh Barnea. And they were at the crossroad of indecision for 38 years. They stood there. And for years, they were just moving around in circles. They were just meandering, getting nowhere. A lot of movement, but no success, no achievement was taking place because they were just moving around their mountains. Going in circle, but no forward march. So for 38 years, they were murmuring and grumbling and complaining and accusing and begin to look back as to where they were and where they should be instead of where we are and what God is doing in our lives. They were looking back. And may I say, oftentimes as believers, the temptation is always to look back. But God wants us to move forward. Are we here this morning? I think I shared it a few weeks ago in Bible study that in the Christian gearbox, there is no reverse in it. It's 5 feet, 5 speed forward. Are we here this morning? No reverse. We shouldn't even stuck in neutral. We always go forward. Are we here this morning? The people of Israel came to Kadesh Barnea and they stood there in unbelief, in fear, in doubt, getting nowhere. And Caleb was the one, along with Joshua, who had was to stand up and said, "No man, we're not going to settle for this." There comes a point in time when somebody going to have to stand up and say, no, not for another minute. It might be a family-related issue. It might be some workplace-related issue. It might be some church-related issue. But there comes a time when God would need somebody to stand up and say, not for another minute. We have wasted time enough. And not another second or minute will be wasted. We're going to move on. We're going to get forward from here. We have a little saying that we use, full speed ahead. Meaning that we're going full speed forward. Hallelujah. We're going forward. No slowing down. No detour. Hallelujah. No stop. It's full speed ahead in the name of Jesus. You see, each time we stop, the enemy used that opportunity to distract us. And we begin to gaze and look and begin to see another side of things. But God wants us to see him only. Are we following this morning? Faith that will conquer and destroy. The faith, point number one, as we move forward this morning, full speed ahead, the faith that will conquer and destroy is the faith that must be dedicated to God. For us to conquer, for us to destroy the enemy, we must first have that commitment and dedication to God and God only. Let us look at verse 8 of the passage just to confirm that point. Verse 8 says, nevertheless, my brethren went up with me, made the heart of the people melt. Hallelujah. In other words, when we can recall Moses reached Kadesh Barnea and he said, okay, we're going to send spies over to view the land and to bring back some evaluation report. Tell me what you see. Sometimes we begin to wonder if that was a good decision. Go view, see what it is like. Wonder if God is or is not. Go see what you're seeing and come back and bring me words. Seem as if a little doubt was streaking into the mind, filtering into the thoughts of Moses. So he sent them over to spy the land, and he was waiting with a bated breath for the reports. So I begin to imagine Moses, the leader he was, have them lined up one by one, tribe by tribe, and each person come with their own evaluation and assessment as to what they saw. And they all agree that it was a good land. It was unanimous that it was a land of prosperity, a land flowing with milk and honey. They all agree that giants were in the land. So they came with some unanimous decisions. However, where the line of difference and what you call it now, conflict now begin to be drawn was when they said, but we are unable to possess the land because the giants are too huge. We, in their eyes, are like grasshoppers. And hear what the people went on to say. And we, in their eyes, are like grasshoppers. So they began to see themselves as not just how the people perceive them to be, but how we perceive ourselves before the enemy. So they saw us as, in their eyes, we standing before them. We are like grasshoppers. But look at the other side. They said, when we stand before them, we are like grasshoppers to them. So they are saying, they look like us, they see us as grasshoppers, and we also see ourselves as grasshoppers. We are who we think we are. We are who we say we are. We declare from the words and the mouth and our lips the sort of person who we be. Because when these words leave our mouth, they begin to take shape and form. And they begin to mold our thinking. And we now begin to walk as grasshoppers. Conduct ourselves as grasshoppers. You know, I remember some years ago, a member called Pastor before, I think it was the Saturday before, and said, "Pastor, I don't think I'll be in service tomorrow because I think I'm going to be sick tomorrow." The person was saying, "This Saturday afternoon, I won't be in church tomorrow because I think I'm going to be sick." The person now begin to confess sickness. And for sure, the other morning, the person was sick. We are who we say we are. There is life, the word of God says, and death in the power. Notice that word. Don't jump that word too fast. Power of the tongue. The tongue have power. Are we getting it this morning? So when Caleb, back to the text, when Caleb heard this report, when Joshua heard this report, when Joshua saw what was now beginning to take place in the hearts and in the mind of the Israelites, they said, "No, no, no. In spite we are outvoted 10 to 2, we're going to stand nonetheless." Said, "Yes, of course, the land is beautiful. Yes, of course, it is a blessed land." And they took back evidence of grapes and things like that to show Moses how prosperous, how fertile the soil was. But Caleb said, "In spite of the fact that giants are there, we are well able. In spite of the Anakims, in spite of them being 9 feet or whatever height they might be, you know, bearing, we are well able to possess the land. We are able to drive them out. Shall we praise the Lord? We are able to conquer them. We are able to destroy them because our God, who caused us to cross the Red Sea, is able to destroy our enemies." It is so easy to forget what God did for us yesterday. And now we begin to see the fears of our tomorrow. Sometimes I oftentimes said, as individuals, we are sandwiched between yesterday and tomorrow and forget today. We fail to see what God is doing in my life today, this moment. The God who we are saying won't be able to heal my head, He's pumping blood all through my body. He's giving me breath every second. He's able to open my eyes to detect white from blue, red from gray, and you name it. The God who we are saying is unable to heal my little finger is the same God who is working wonders in our very eyes. And we fail to see. We look to the skies and we would see planes with hundreds of people moving from one place to the other. You think it's technology keep that plane up there? Think again. You think it's man's research and ability and intelligence and man's mechanical skills allow that plane to be there? Think again. It's only by the mercy and the grace of Almighty God. Amen. How are you this morning? Our God is able. Hallelujah. Our God is more than able to do far above what we are able to think of. That's who we serve. So when Joshua and Caleb made that declaration, it was a declaration of faith. So what happened is that they dedicated their faith to God. They are saying, "Lord, you said this, And we're going to hold fast to what you said. I'm not going to take a word from one of these spies. Yes, they are my brethren. Yes, we have spent years together. I know them, Lord, but I trust your word even more. I think it was Billy Sunday, the great evangelist, who said some time ago that, the lie will go around the world and return before the truth put on its socks. What he said is that a lie will go around the world and return before the truth even get to put on his socks. What he's actually saying there is that the lie can spread so fast, and it is so easily accepted ahead of the truth. So when Joshua and Caleb heard the lie that were now being spoken, and the faith and the unbelief, they had was to intercept and cut it in the name of Jesus. And said, you're not going to go any further. This spirit of deception or this spirit of unbelief will not go any further into the ears and into the minds of the children of Israel. We are well able. Hallelujah. They dedicated their faith in Almighty God and said, even though we're going to stand alone, we're going to stand nonetheless. There are times when you might just be standing alone, but stand for Jesus. Shall we praise the Lord? Daniel was cast into the lion's den. He had no one, he had no companion with him, but he stood alone. Joseph spent years in prison, but right throughout the life of Joseph, as we read from 37 down, we would find every now and then the injection of the term, but God was with Joseph. Stand. And you are not standing alone. God will be standing with you. Because one man with God is the majority. Shall we praise the Lord? When you stand alone, you are voted. You might seem to be outvoted. But when you stand alone, you are unanimous. Your decision will far outnumber all those who stood against you. Because you stand with God. Shall we praise the Lord? Shall we magnify God this morning? Can we give him a praise in the house?
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, that you died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.